It says back, v'chi nemar korban shnei pum, doesn't say the word korban twice. V'alor le'nemar ela korban echor, it says it one time. V'nemar boy chalas or kikin. It also says that this korban can be from chalas or kikin. It is so meyakim, shimonos, therefore, rotzalav v'chalas, maybe. Rikikin, maybe. If you want, you can make all 10 chalas. You can make all 10 wafers rikikin. But machtza chalas, machtza rikikin also, maybe. You can do what you want. Or boil along, then you mix them up with the shemen. Like she says, li'acher afiyosan. After you bake it, then poistasan, you chop them up into pieces. Or marvin, and you mix them up at shemachzil salt, so it comes back to its flour. Like it says in the Gemara Neila Menachis. Then you mix all of them together with oil. So that's lashon here that maybe or boil alone. The kaimis mishneim, then you take out kmitza from both of them. The imkamat the yola biyodo miyachar al shneim yotza. If you take one kmitza from both of them, also it's good. The kamat mishneim means from the chalas and from the rakikin. But the incumbent, we made a kmitza, the yolob yodoi, me echod al shnei, for one for the other, it's also good. In other words, the chetchila try and make the kmitza from both. So part of it should be from the chalas, part from the rikikin. But if not, if only one came into rikikin, it's also yotza. We have Yosef Yudu Amar. Minan, how do I know to say? Le oimer reyalai minchas mafe. Someone makes a chiv to make a minchas mafe, minchas baked in an oven. Shlo yovi machas chalas. He'll let the chanakamba. You should not bring half chalas or machzor rikikin. Tamlam, the pasuk says, v'chol mincha shetiyofa v'tanam, v'chol nasa v'macheshes, v'yamach v'aslakoyin amakir v'yisoy, lo yisiyah, v'chol mincha blulav ha-shemin, v'charev v'lechol b'nei yaren tiyah, v'chol oim olamato, shnei minim chalukim, is af, v'chol oim olamalo, shnei minim chalukim. Just like on the bottom part, it's each min is by itself, you can't mix the two together. Same thing Lamala also, each min has to be done by itself, you can't mix the two together. The Rashi is like Belula, Bishemin, and Bechareva, they're two different minim. You can't mix the two together. But just like the Mincha, there's Belula, Bishemin, and Mincha, Chareva, can't be mixed together. Here also, that it says also here, that Shnei Minim are not Mitzdarfin. For Rabbi Yehuda, for the Gemara Shapikah, Mount Lachuri says very good, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapikah, Rabbi Shimon, Dr. Yudha says it's pshat, the B'shimon Tanya is that good. It doesn't say korban korban. It doesn't say korban korban. Omulasi answers back, Kiva nechsiv b'shem b'shem, and it says the word b'shem b'shem twice. K'man nechsiv korban korban dummy. Zif to say yes, you have to have each korban separately. You cannot mix the two. It has to be either all chalas or all rikikin. For B'shimon, Eid like siv b'shem b'shem, it wouldn't have said the word b'shem b'shem. I would have thought to say, Dafka mach to chalas or mach rikikin. I don't have to say Badafki, you Badafki have to bring 5 and 5. But maybe you cannot bring all 10 out of Rikikin or all 10 out of Chalas. Is Kamashman, that's what the Pasuk says, Bashem, Bashem, to say yes, it could be done both ways. The Yasir, but for the Morakash, Rav Yasir, and the Yasir, Rav Yudah, Hainu Avua, I just read all the same thing as his father does. So what's the difference? And the Gemara, he could deny the oven of communities, but the oven, if it was done. So Rabbi Yehuda Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yalef time in the Korban Echod, the Yevet Sherus. But the oven, it would be kosher if you make 5 and 5. But the Rabbi Yehuda, the Yalef in Bluma, the Charevam, for that Limud, Kihech, just like over there. If you mix together Minchas Charevam and Minchas Bluma, the Apostle, here also, if you mix together, even with the oven, it would be Apostle. That's not community. How do you learn out? To say there's Russia that you can't have 5 and 5. Now, can we learn out whether it's the Kuva or not the Kuva, that not can we finish the last two drushes we had. Hadron Alecha, Kol HaMnachas. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on the next tape. We were holding that the Samach Yumal on the day is the new cleric, Rabbi Yishmael. Mr. Tatsor, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael says, Ho'imer ho'yibo ba'shabis, that the Omer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, Kezayin v'nisim, and that comes to be matir the chodesh, and that's brought a mincha from barley, it's a new barley, but it's matir for everybody to eat the chodesh, a new crop that was grown that year. So halacha is when you bought the Shabbos, it's even brought on Shabbos. It's even the second day Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still is Bechah Shabbos. Now Mishol Soyim, if it comes out on Shabbos, then they used to cut down 3 saws worth of barley. That equals to an ephah. And we know that the actual minch itself was Mishol, was 1/10 of an ephah. In other words, used to have to sift it down to get pure flour out of it, so that it would come out to be 1 isor and 1/10 of it went for the mincha. Uvachlil, let's say the second or third that came on the weekday, then mechomish, then they would cut down 5 saws worth of barley, and from that they would sift it over and over again until they get finally 1 isor of pure barley flour. However, vachomban mechomish say, Echad the Shabbos v'Echad b'Chol, whether it's Shabbos the second day of Pesach or whether it's a weekday, Mishalosh Hayibo, it was always enough just to cut down 3 saws worth of barley, which is 1 ephah, and out of that they would sift it down to get 1/10 of it in Isarin for the mincha shema. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kana Moina, he said that the Shabbos v'Yenikza b'Yochid, in the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, he only had one person cutting it down. Over Magal Achas, he only had one knife, like one saw to cut it down with. Over Kupa Achas, they put it into one basket. Since we're done on Shabbos, you have to remember, do as least as possible. Over Achol Bishloisha, over Sholish Kupais, over Sholish Magolis. But on the weekday, then they would use 3 people to cut it down, and they would use 3 baskets. And 3 different knives of Bruyvam Hadras Mel that have more people doing it. However, Nechom say, Echot the Shabbos v'Echot b'Chol, whether it's Shabbos the second day of Pesach, whether it's weekday, still the Sholosh 3 people will do it, or the Sholosh Kupas with 3 baskets, or the Sholosh Magolas 3 different knives. And as she says, it's Lefarsim Edovo Mifnei HaBaisusim. That used to be the Tzedukim used to darshin, that's not Echot Shabbos. So Chol Medavka want to do it with a person, a lot of people should do it together, just to show that it is Deucha Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Bishlem Rabban, and Kesav is very good, Rabban hold, that Isoren Mubchar Bisholesh Soyin Osim, that you have to have an Isoren, 1/10 of an ephah for the Mincha, so 1/10 you could get from 3 Soyin, again, 3 Soyin is the size of an ephah. Now when you sift it down, a 1/10 of that becomes pure barley flour, so it's good. Therefore, Leishna B'chol, Leishna B'Shabbos, doesn't make a difference whether the second day of faith that comes down on Chol or on Shabbos, you cut down 3 soyin of barley, and for that you sift it down to get a pure 1/10 of an ephah. And the Rebbe Yishmael, Mike said, what does Rebbe Yishmael hold though? He, Kesavati, holds that he's Sara Mubchar, Lo Yossi El Mechonish. That's what he says. In the weekday, you have to cut down 5 soyin worth of barley. From that, when you sift it down, you get 1/10 an ephah pure barley. If so, afilu b'Shabbos nami, we're going now that the omer is doicha Shabbos. So that's what you need to get a tenth of an omer. It should a tenth of an ephah. It should be doicha Shabbos also. You should cut down 5 soyin of Shabbos also. Elamai imi sholish osi. If from 3 soyin of barley you can sift it down to get a pure Isarim from that, if so, afilu b'chol nami, then even the weekday also we should hold it's enough to cut down 3 soyin. Hakam Rabbi Shmuel says that on Shabbos only cut down 3, and on the weekday cut down 5. Some of Rabbi says like this, Kesav Rabbi Shmuel holds, Isarim mubchal b'loy tircha osi michomesh, enoch nami. Not so much bother, Rashi, you don't want to have to sift it down that much. So then if you cut 5 soyin of barley, you'd be able to get 1/10, 1 isorin of pure barley. But petircha, but if you do it a lot of times when you keep on sifting it over and over again, then also mishalish, then even from 3 saws worth of barley, you could eventually end up with 1/10 of an isorin of pure barley flour. Therefore it's like this, pirchol in the middle of the weekday, when it's not a problem of doing extra malachis, maestin the michamish. You're better off cutting down first 5 soyin worth of barley. To ochi shvicha nusa, it's easier that way. So therefore, cut down 5 soyin. Rashi says, kach meshubach adover, devisor mubcha tvei, shemamtsi mikol soy elamat, from Mitzvah, you only get a little bit. So therefore, Rashi says, Elamat Oysa Solas Daka Yetzer Rishon, some of the first pure that comes out at the beginning. So you have a bottle, it's easier and better to do it out of five. But the Shabbos, put on Shabbos, by cutting down five soyim, it's an extra malacha involved. Like every ball you cut down is another malacha. Therefore, Mutav Shiyabe B'malacha Achas, B'harkoda, you're better off just sifting it over and over again, this three soyim, but rather than B'yal Yabe B'malacha Ifabe, not after cut down five. Because if you cut down five soyim, there are Habe malachas involved. Rashi says, first of all, Shayik Sor, you have to cut down the extra two sores worth of barley. Then the Yisra, you have to throw it up in the wind, winnow it. And then the Yivra, you have to separate the bad from the good. Then the Yitra, you have to grind it. And then the Yitra, then first sift it down. Shtei Sorin Yaser. Therefore, on Shabbos, you better off, if at all possible, just to cut down three sores worth of barley. And from that, you'll sift it down to get a pure Yisra. Mashaykin of the weekday, but there's no problem of malacha, therefore you're better off cutting down five sores. If that five sores, you'll come down to one yisurin of pure barley flour. Now, Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi Yishmael, for Rabbi Yishmael b'nei, she Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch amru davar echad, but Rabbi Yishmael now Mishnah, and this other Rabbi Yishmael b'nei, she Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch, both say the same thing. Well, what does it mean? The Tanya will learn like this. Arab also shachal liyus b'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, the law is mafshit esa Pesach ad achozom, that you're supposed to skin the korban Pesach up until the breast. Rashi says that's enough to take out the yemurim. By the korban Pesach, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, it's doicha Shabbos, but only what you need for the korban, not more. Therefore, you're only supposed to skin, take off the skin up until the breast, and take out the yemurim. And leave it then till after, till Mitzray Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael B'nai Shereb Rabbi Yechon Amruka, that's what he holds. However, the Chomer say no, Ad Sheyifshet Ev Kulay, that you're allowed to skin the whole Korban Pesach on Shabbos. You're allowed to take off all the skin, even more than you need. So he says, therefore, our Rabbi Yishmael was like this Rabbi Yishmael. That Nilei Omer Rabbi Yishmael B'nai Shereb Rabbi Yechon Amruka Hossam. Didn't he say over there by Korban Pesach? That kolecha diyevsha leitachinon, anything that does not bedavka have to be done today. You do not have to skin the animal more than just until the breast to take out the imurim, so you have the letter to do more. So that's pranah Rabbi Shmuel also now Mishnah. Hachinam ikivun diyevsha leitachinon. That since it's possible to get the sorin of barley flour from three sores, so therefore even though it's a lot of tirchom, you're better off just doing this much and do not do more. You can't do more than you have to. So Moses says back to Rabbi, no. Vimai, who told you to hold the same shita? Dilma may be out. Come, Rabbi Shmuel Hocho. Rabbi Shmuel only said, by yos, el de leki bizoyin kotchim. Not a problem of making any bizoyin kotchim over here. But, of course, it's only cutting down barley. You have to first get the pure flour, and then you first be makdashit. But when you're working with it, there's no hegdash involved yet. There's no bizoyin of kotchim. Therefore, do a lot of tirchah, keep on sifting it over and over again. Aval hosam, but over there by the korban pesach, could be Arab Yishmael hold, like a chom over there. Aval hosam, yikah bizon kachim. There it's a bizon, it's disgraceful for the kachim.